Later today, we get the release of the Fed minutes from the May meeting. Remember, earlier this month, the Fed went ahead with a 25 basis point rate hike while signaling the possibility for a pause. Since then, economic data has been more supportive and certainly not pointing towards any recession. Worry around the banks has died down and inflation remains a concern. And so in recent weeks, we have been seeing U.S. yields drive higher and have also been getting signs of stress in the equities market. The minutes will be interesting today as there are a couple of battles going on out there. One battle is the battle between the market and the Fed. The market has consistently pushed for a more accommodative track, while the Fed has consistently leaned more to the hawkish side. Unlike in the many years that followed the financial markets crisis of 2008, the Fed has failed to bend to the will of the market, with the market forced to come back towards the Fed and align with its communications. But if we peel back some more, there is another battle surfacing, which is the battle between Fed officials. Over the past several days, we've heard a lot of back and forth with respect to the outlook. Just last week, Powell himself sounded more dovish when saying the central bank had expected further tightening until recently. And yet, there are many Fed members who continue to push for higher rates on concerns about inflation. So exactly what comes through with respect to both of these battles will likely have an influence on price action in the aftermath. And as things stand, it's worth noting that even with all of the hawkishness and rising U.S. yields in recent sessions, the odds for a hike in June sit at a lowly 25%. At the same time, as we think about the event risk and the balance of risk in the aftermath, it would seem the balance of risk tilts more towards a market that is surprised by a more hawkish Fed communication than a dovish one. This suggests that we could see a bigger move towards the dollar and selling in stocks if, in fact, the Fed does lean more hawkish. Let's see how it plays out.